the first day of the session is almost finished. In the first day, I wanted you to establish a good posture. And it is rather, it was not appropriate to give you something to work on intellectually. But as you have been physically worked so hard, so for change, I'll give you some intellectual problems in Buddhism. We are now coping with the problem of causality. This, I think, Reverend Katagiri must have told you something about this, I think. But this problem is very big problem, so big that it covers all the area of Buddhist philosophy. The one of the philosophy which suggests a right understanding of causation is Kegon Sutra. In Kegon, we have a famous statement. In Japanese, ichi soku issai, issai soku ichi. Things are things are one of many. Things exist one of many, or many of one, as one of many, or many of one. The understanding of one of many is rather mechanical understanding of existence. And many of one, understanding of many, existence as many of one, is theological understanding of existence. But both understanding will reduce to the one understanding, which is eternal present. Things as one of many, which is mechanical understanding, is possible when you ignore, not ignore, but when you when you do not take the when you do not take the truth of changing dynamic changing of things. Out of consideration, then things exist as one of many. You are a part of it. But actually it is not so. But ignoring that, you are acting on each other. And you have actually no time to hold special character. When you are acting with each other, actually you change and other things change. But in the smallest particle of time, you exist mechanically as one of many. You are a part of many, or one of the many. But as I pointed out last time, yesterday, it is not true, because as long as dynamic change is going on and on, we have no time to exist in one of many. You are included, you are involved in, always involved in, dynamic change of the world. So, when you have full understanding of the one of many, then you will find out really how you exist is in eternal present. You exist in eternal present. On this present, you have future, and past and future connected with present. In this present, you have future and you have past. Future is the time which does not come yet, but it showed itself in present. The past is the time which passed already, but it hasn't passed yet, you know. Some connection is in present. So in this moment we have past and future. So in static logic, it is possible to say present include past and future, or past and future is connected with present. This is possible to say. But this point will be more uh, clear to you when you apply the dialogical logic. Past and future is one pair of opposites, you know. Past confront future. Future confront past. So in dialogical logic, past and future is completely different idea. Past and future is confront with each other, but at the same time it conform with each other. Because of the idea of past, we will have idea of future. So it past conforms future. Future conforms past. When this conformation takes place, the actual meaning of past and future will be transcended. When this takes place, past is not past anymore. Future is not future anymore. And past and future will be involved in dynamic change of the world. So anyway, Buddha's teaching that things change, or his understanding of things in this world is this world is the world of dynamic change. It's always true. And this truth is the key to solve those problems, intellectual problems. Without this key, this contradiction cannot be solved. Whether there will be eternal dispute, whether this world is world of this world is going to some particular result, or this world in this world, many things just exist mechanically. But because of his teaching, the world is the world of transience, the world of and world of dynamic change. We can solve this problem. And the conclusion is, we live in eternal present. We can touch the eternity, eternal life. Or else, we have no time to touch the immortal life. Even though we are mortal, even though we are mechanical existence in one way, it is possible for us to touch to the eternal truth, eternal being. And we find ourselves as an immortal being. And we live in eternal present. When we live in this eternal present, we have absolute freedom. Actually, when you understand this truth, your past cannot determine your present. So your future, teleologically, cannot determine your present. So your way of life is quite free from teleological understanding and materialistic understanding of our life. This is how you achieve the absolute freedom, or vital freedom. This is how we acquire religious life in its true sense. The teaching of causality, if you do something wrong, the result will be bad. You know, it is teleological understanding of life. But if you understand teleological understanding in Buddhist way, applying the truth, this world is the world of dynamic change, you will not be caught by just a future result. You have freedom from future life. And you will be free from your past life. But it does not mean to ignore the truth of causality. Believing in causality, we will be free from our past and future. This is Kegon's One and Many. I think one is one of many. Many is many of one. One is one of many is mechanical understanding. The many is many of one is theological understanding. Understanding of many is many of one is to believe in causality and to start our activity. expecting some result. So result comes first. And our present will be not sacrificed, but comes next. This is the weak point of the teaching of causality, you know. If you believe in causality, you have no freedom as determinism teaches us. You have no freedom. Because your present will be determined by your past. And as long as you have some future idea, you will you have no freedom. You have to sacrifice present for sake of future. But this is not a completely right understanding. So, essence of Buddhist teaching is the teaching everything changes and everything is, this world is a world of dynamic change. This morning I talked about several stock words of Buddhism and difference between Dongen Zenji's way of using it and usual way of using it to put head upon a head or mistake over mistakes, or ivy and vine over ivy and vine. To put head on the head means to exist in this world as one of many. No, there are many things. We have to see many things. So we want many heads. One head is not enough. But usually, to put head over upon the head is most ridiculous thing. But for Dogen, it is not ridiculous because he has deeper understanding of life. We say one or many heads, but one or many is fundamentally is not different. You say sometimes one, and you say sometimes many. But one head you have is the result of many. Many ending one head like this. You have many heads, many things, and many things result in one head. And one head, this one head, will you may understand this one head is many, because this head, per this one head. According to the theological understanding of life, this one head is mechanical understanding. This one head is result of many. But theological understanding, this one head is will be sacrificed for one. It means you go back to past from present. Did you understand? It is rather difficult. Mechanically, you know, your head is a result of many factors result one head. But theological understanding of head is, you know, opposite, because the result come first and cause comes later, second. So this one head will be sacrificed as a one of many, and will result one. It goes back to past. As Dogen Zen said, times go from future to past, and sometimes from past to future, he said. ridiculous, you may say. But it is quite true. It is the difference of your viewpoint you take. Mechanically, you know, Buddha passed away 3,000 years ago, attaining oneness of the one truth. You know. But when we strive for Buddhism, Buddha's teaching come first, and our effort comes next. It means Buddha's here, and our effort comes later. So it means time goes back to Buddha, from present to past. Because, you know, his attainment is, his teaching is here, now. And to attain his teaching, his enlightenment, we strive for in various ways. So our effort comes later, and teaching comes fast. It means time comes, time passes from present to past. But if you have deeper understanding of the truth, you will not be surprised, even though Dogen Zen said time erupts from present to past. It is quite natural for us. And we are doing, some of us Buddhists doing this kind of thing, teaching fast, Buddha fast, and our effort is next. This is not the right way of studying Buddhism. We should find out Buddha right here. We should find out Buddha right here. But it does not mean to sacrifice our life, which we have present, which we have now. It means to live in eternal present, without sacrificing anything, without appreciating this moment as an eternal present. In this way, we can firmly believe in our teaching, no matter whatever viewpoint you take, no matter what kind of view of life you have, as long as you have this truth, there's nothing to be astonished. When you just understand teachings, many teachings, intellectual, you will be astonished. You will have many difficulties in understanding, in accepting teachings. But if you have deeper understanding of reality, whatever they may say, it is all right. You can accept it. So, according to Buddhism, or especially Zen, this world is a world of contradiction. And in contradiction, we will find out, we will directly experience identity of the contradiction. We can identify, we can accept the contradiction of the teaching, and we can appreciate the contradiction instead of confronting with each other. We will conform with each other as man and woman, you know. We can, you know, if you confront, if man confront with, or if a woman confront with a man, you know, it is rather you waste your life is waste of time. But if you conform yourself with man or with woman, you can identify yourself with another. This is how we live in this world, by conforming with each other. We can study Buddhism. There is no need to be critical, you know. If someone says something opposite to your understanding, it will be the confirmation of your understanding. Oh, that is your understanding. I can understand why you understand the reality in that way. In this way, the life of confrontation will become a life of confirmation. And you will have absolute composure in your life, in difficulty, in problems, in various vain and ivy of thought. The more the thought is complicated, the more your composure, you will acquire the deeper confirmation, composure of your mind. This is the secret of Buddhism. This is not just understanding. If you hear me, I think you understand why we have man and woman, and why we have past and future, why we have freedom. We should have freedom, and we should have a tradition, and many a framework of society. It is rather early, but I want to, I think I have. Finished what I wanted to talk about for this morning, for this evening. Thank you very much. Do you have something to announce? No. Tomorrow, Bishop Sumi is coming. So I want all of you to attend his lecture and session. Thank you.
going to seminar with his family for the meditation. My mind should be calm. And to be calm does not mean to be silent.
In Zen monastery, general activity in our life are very valuable. So, when you meet with each other in the morning, we have to exchange a greeting one another. No one met my greeting this morning. But you have to answer others another one's greeting without saying anything, with gassho. In Eheji monastery, in the case of Eheji monastery, it is we are hard to meet each other during a day, so. As we meet each other, whatever, wherever we meet, we exchange a greeting with gassho. So in this case, here, just in the morning. You have to exchange greeting with gassho. Uh, Dogen Zenji said, it is rude way, it is but etiquette to exchange greeting before washing your face or teeth. So in the monastery, after morning service or breakfast, we make it a rule to go to the Zen master's room and exchange a greeting in the morning. In the case of here, after washing your face and teeth, you have to exchange greeting with Kashyu. when you walk inside Zendo or passages, be careful not to make too much noise. Don't walk rudely. For example, you don't walk like this. You walk if you concentrate at your attention, concentrate your attention on your walking. Like this, like a key hit. You don't make noise too much. Even though you wear slipper. Just you feel like going down from your toes, not from your heel, like this. Bunkai Denji was very hard training. Because he was very difficult to find his great Zen master. So, in order to gain his own trueness, he was training very hard by himself, and he was very hard to find his master. He said, it is not necessary for you to train very hard.
that's me. Because you have already a great Zen master. So you should follow the Zen master's advice. That's all. For example, and he took an example for them. When you feel thirsty, you will hang around and find water to relieve your thirst. At the present, someone already finds pure water to relieve your thirst. So it is not necessary to hang around to find a pure water. It is only drink of water to relieve your thirst. Fortunately, all of you have already a big great and Zen master lesson to do. So you just follow his advice. Don't any doubt. What can I do? very important thing to train according to Zen Buddhist is that you should be straightforward. When he invites you to face to the north, you have to face to the north. Even though you want to face, even though you want to turn to the south, even though this round cushion is black, then master advises you to say that it is white. You have to say hi, it is white. This is an important point to study Zen Buddhism. When you are hungry, you want to eat something. In order to eat something, you have to throw away your selfishness. Otherwise, if you have any doubt about your food, you cannot satisfy to your hunger.
when you want to do something, first you should throw away your selfishness and go planting to do. And bleeding planting. After that, you do. Just do. Just obey advice.